Welcome back to Giants.com. My name is John Schmelk. He is Michael Eisen, lead writer for Giants.com. And it's time to look ahead to the organized team activities. The Giants' first one comes your way on Wednesday. And Michael, this is really when the veterans and the players both get to have sort of practices with the coaching staff. No contact, but they do an awful lot out there in the practice field.
Yeah, well, there is a good tempo to it. Tom Coughlin has make sure of that. And you do get to see the rookies blend in with the veterans for the first time. There's a lot of player evaluation going on, a lot of mental stuff going on. So it's an important part of the offseason.
What's the most important thing you look for during these OTAs when it comes to players absorbing all this information?
Well, you want to see, obviously, how the rookies pick up the system, both offensively and defensively. Like in the rookie mini camp, I think a lot of eyes will be on Ryan Nassib because he'll be with the veterans for the first time. You want to see, since you don't get a drafted quarterback every year, you always eager to see how he does, how he's picking up the offense. And, you want to look at the young guys, but there are a lot of other players. One that sticks to mind is Reuben Randall, second-year receiver. You know, a lot of is expected of him this year. He's possibly going to be the third receiver, see what kind of progress he's made. So there are a lot of things to look at in the OTAs.
Well, and you also have some young veterans, guys like Marvin Austin, who this might be a make-or-break year from. Guys like James Brewer, this could be a make-or-break year. This is when it starts for those guys too, isn't it?
Oh, no question. The coaches are looking at them now. The two players you mentioned, very much so. Marvin Austin, frankly, has not done much in 2 years, nor has James Brewer.
And you could throw Drell Jernigan into that mix too if you
want. Drell Jernigan is also in there. They have to start proving themselves, and it really begins with the OTAs. Frankly, I don't think it would happen to any of those players. They were all reasonably high drafted players, but it's happened that, a player doesn't show anything in the OTA. He doesn't make it to training camp. So you've got to do well in the spring to set up some competition in the summer.
All right, Mike, finally, give me one position group on each side of the ball where you'll be keeping an eye on that competition.
Well, I would say defensively it's linebacker, only because, we've heard so much about how the linebackers are the weakest link on the defense now. And, a guy I think everyone's going to look at also is Aaron Curry, who was just signed, as we all know, fourth pick in the draft a few years ago. Also see where Mathias Kiwanuka is playing. On offense, I think it's going to be the running back, Noah Ahmad Bradshaw now, and everyone sort of assumes that David Wilson's going to step up as the starter. And this is the first time he'll be getting all or most of the first team reps. I guess Andre Brown will get some. But, how is the hierarchy working at the running back position now?
Mike, appreciate the time as always.
All right, John, my pleasure.
And everybody, stay tuned to the OTAs on Giants.com. You hear from the players, you'll hear from head coach Tom Coughlin, and you'll get some exclusive shots from practice and some sights and sounds from Wednesday and Thursday afternoon here at the Timex Performance Center. For Michael Eisen, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy it. We'll see you next time on Giants.com.